Well, we're facing a huge challenge this week. It's good to get back to the University of Minnesota and play this game. We've been on the road for a little bit now, and so it'd be good to get back. And we hope that our fans come in and help us out with their crowd noise and giving us a good effort this week.
What's it been like in your career to go up against Belichick? And do you consider it kind of a personal challenge?
No, not really. I don't consider it a personal challenge. I'm trying to think back at the times. I think I've played him 3 times maybe, and they've won twice. So, I mean, you know, it's still about the guys on the field and how they play. And, you know, I totally respect everything that he's done in his career. But you know, I'm just trying to get our guys ready to play.
How about last year's game, though? You had a lot of success against the Patriots with your Cincinnati defense, winning 13-6. They had 248 total yards. What was the key in that game?
You know, it's a different team, different situation. I mean, it rained like crazy the last minute of the ball game. So this is, you know, it's completely different. Obviously you look at the tape, but you don't think that everything's going to be the same. They do only, but you know, because obviously Kevin Coyle was with me in Cincinnati, but every week is so different in this league. Nothing is the same as you'll see this week or the next week after that. Everything's so different. I suppose it would help them too. They've been practicing against similar things the same, so we just have to go out and play good.
Trying to change what you do or try to, you know, outsmart them, show them a different look when you're going up against Belichick and Brady and maybe get away from what you want to do, what your identity is?
Well, I'm really not that smart anyway, so I just kind of, you know, we focus on our guys, what we think is the best thing to do each week. It's not, obviously it's a great challenge against those, not only those two guys, but they got a lot of other good players too. But we just, you know, we're so far in the infancy stages of what we're trying to do in this program that, you know, we want to go out and perform well each and every week. So that's, you know, like I've said before, this is the process that we're trying to build here.
What would explain Tom Brady being as inaccurate as he was? I don't think he'd thrown that many incomplete passes in his career.
When I watch, you know, obviously I'm watching a lot of different tape, and some of the throws he makes, I can remember watching him in pregame last year, and he was just humming the ball. So I don't know what caused any inaccuracy, if there was any, last week. I just know that I've seen this guy really, really good, and I always anticipate the best every week.
Did Gronkowski look like the Gronkowski of old? I know he was coming back from that knee injury.
Yeah, he looked good. He runs good. He catches the ball good. He's a big physical guy. Mm-hmm.
For a guy like Brady, do you want to blitz more than you did against a quarterback like Hill?
I don't know. I don't think I blitz much against the Rams. But every situation, you know, I know you guys are looking for something, and I appreciate you asking the questions, but every game is so different. The situations are different. The players are different. The score of the game dictates a lot of these things. Field position, tendencies that you have yourself, tendencies you have on them. And so, and obviously the quarterback that you're playing, obviously, and what they do when they get blitzed. They're a fantastic screen team with all of their guys. So we have to... We have to be, you know, I go back all the time. If you know, anybody can go out and blitz 55 out of 70 plays and look real good and win a bunch of ball games. But there's times when those things aren't working. You have to go back and rely on fundamentals, technique, being in the right position, and hopefully that we can do all those things before we try to trick people. You know, it's nice to blitz. It's nice to sack the quarterback. It's nice to rush with four. It's nice to rush with three. But you have to have a foundation that hopefully that you've laid, and that's really what we've tried to do here is lay a foundation where if we want to blitz, when we want to blitz, if we don't want to blitz, we don't have to.
Is this a completely different challenge, the fact that this is a team that might spread you out and might not go in wanting to run the ball 30 times?
Yeah, it very well could be. You know, they do a great job in their spread packages and their empty packages and getting guys in different matchups. You know, that's always been a big thing of theirs. And so, it could be a lot different challenge. And if over the course of the years they've changed from time to time. One time they'll come out and they'll try to establish the run and really pound it, and some days, like you say, they'll come out and they'll be spread every time. So it's again, preparing for a lot of different scenarios.
No matter what, but do you like the idea of having this Truman test, too?
I don't know. I think this is a great challenge for our team, to find out kind of where we're at, to get a chance to play this team. We have the ultimate respect. You know, they've got our attention from Sunday about 5:30. They've had our attention. So I don't know either way about, you know, playing them this week or 7 weeks from now. It's probably the same thing.
How do you think Chad Greenway is getting? How he is adapting to this new role? I know it's a little bit different than what he did in the past. And does the experience, just that he's seen so many different things over his career, kind of help him with that transition?
I think Chad's a smart guy. I think he studies real hard. He's very diligent about being a professional and working real hard. Obviously, he's had to learn some different things from what we've done when we've been in here. But it's been great to have him here because he's able to help a lot of the younger guys. You know, we have a young football team totally, both on both sides of the ball, and I think it's good to have some veteran leadership that can kind of steer these guys. And when, you know, I say, hey, we're practicing outside today, and, you know, and somebody complains about it, he can say, hey, look, this is just how it goes, or whatever. You know, it's good to have guys like that in the locker room.
Sack and made some plays for you guys Sunday. How's he handled everything since coming back from what he went through?
Very good. He's very upbeat, very positive. Obviously, he's a very good athlete, good strength and size. We've got some things we have to work on with him to get him better again this week that we've given him some emphasis on that we need to do better. But we're glad we have him. Well, just technique stuff with, you know, defensive line technique stuff. It's boring. Boring stuff for y'all.
How well do you know Bill Belichick personally, and how would you rank him among the annals of all-time great NFL coaches?
I really don't know him personally very well. I don't know that we've ever really talked. But he's obviously a great coach. He's been a guy I've looked up to for a long, long time. Whether it was when he's a coordinator of the Giants, and I've known about him, obviously, from the Parcells things. He would talk to me about Bill quite a bit. But, he's been great for so many years. And he does a great job. He's very thoughtful, and he gets his team prepared. He does a great job in scouting and everything else.
Linval, I mean, obviously a lot of what he brought to the table was run stuffing, but did you see potential for him to get to the quarterback like he did on Sunday and to have that, bring that dimension as well?
Yeah, I do think the way we felt like he had some pass rush ability, and it would be kind of the way that he did it on Sunday. He's a very good athlete. He's a good, really good athlete, and a good kid too. So he's worked hard to overcome his injury, and it's happy to see things go good for him.
Long term, because you're now an outdoor team, or you just want to throw something at him today with the conditions?
Well, I mean, I wasn't talking about today specifically. We are going to go outside, but it's just, you know, I think it's the more we can get on grass, the better it is.
Say after the game, you were impressed with how the team really didn't celebrate much. They just kind of moved along from the win. As you've come through the week, you've seen the guys bring that same attitude, forget about moving on, or is there a bit of a celebratory pep in their step?
No, I don't think there's been any celebratory. I think we've been fairly businesslike from the start of training camp to now. I mean, during the preseason there was, you know, nothing. So, look, we haven't done anything. We have not done one thing yet. We have got so much work to do, so far to go to where we want to get to that I would be disappointed if we were celebrating one win on opening day.
Get some work in the day?
I don't know yet. I don't think they'll get any work today, but we'll see.
What's been like for you as far as a guy?
Cordero.
Yeah, and as a, you know, in terms of coachability, I guess.
He's been good. He's a very upbeat, fun guy to be around, very competitive. He likes to communicate with the other side of the ball quite a bit, and he's been working very, very hard. He wants to be really good, and he's got an upbeat personality, and it's good. It's good to have those guys.
You sort of the signature of a Bill Belichick defense.
Well, they've always been very, very good at not giving up very many points. They've always been very good at playing technique, and they've always been very good at disguising coverages in the back end.
Captain Munnerlyn sort of like jacks up the defense.
Yeah, he's a very communicative guy as well. I don't know how he jacks up the defense. I know his personality is he likes to compete. He likes a little bit like Cordero. He likes to have a good time. He's very, very excuse me. He's very feisty, and that's a good quality to have back there, especially with a young secondary.
You talked about the Belichick defense. What do you want your defenses to be known for?
That's a good question. And I've mentioned it many times before, not so much here, but, you know, I want to be a defensive team that when the offense looks at our tape, whoever we're playing that week, they say this is a well-coached defensive football team and they're not going to beat themselves.
The Gatorade on you, speaking of celebration.
Well, I did here, but, yeah, it's all right. It's okay. That's over and done with, too. We've moved on. Good.
Coach, have you had a chance to on your week one win as the first win as an NFL head coach? What does that mean to you personally?
Oh, means I won one game. I don't. Yeah, honestly, I haven't looked at it at all as far as anything monumental or anything like that. It's just, you know, this season is such a marathon anyway. It's, you know, who can survive the longest, who can play the best over the course of the season. And honestly, by the time I hit the locker room, I was already thinking about New England after I dried off.
All right.
Okay, thank you.